I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonated with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher. Who really
he's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Welcome to another episode of Millionaire Achievement Accelerator. Today's lesson is going to be on committing to becoming a lifelong learner. You see, I've now traveled to over 50 different countries. I've met with people who are very, very wealthy. Some of my closest friends, where they would make as much as $5 million, $10 million in a single month. People that have created huge, huge, mega, mega fortunes. Guys who are worth $100 million, $500 million and beyond. And I can tell you this right now, the one common factor amongst every single successful person I've known, I've met, and what has even helped me get the edge going from zero to becoming a millionaire is this: committing to becoming a lifelong learner. You see, all rich and successful people have this one common trait: they're lifelong learners. And people who are usually broke, they complain a lot, they victimize a lot, they think that the world owes them something. Guess what happens? They're not lifelong learners. So commit to reading books, attending seminars, having an open mind where you are open to receiving education, knowledge, wisdom. That's like the biggest thing I've seen that will give you an edge, just having an open mind. Instead of thinking, I already know that, here's a quick little hack that I have discovered from one of my mentors, Ibn Pagan. And he said, when you tell yourself, when you hear a new piece of information coming to yourself, instead of saying, oh, I already know that, tell yourself consciously, I already know 20% of that. And 80%, I don't know, so I'm open to learning. And I do this even now. I mean, this is 5 years, 6 years later. I still do this. When I hear someone talk, when I'm attending a conference or a seminar, yesterday I was actually attending a conference. Guess what? I said to myself, okay, I only know a percentage of this. I don't know, I'm still open. And what that actually does is it opens up your mind to be more receptive. And through being more receptive, your mind is more open to getting that knowledge, wisdom, information, so then you can internalize that. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Committed to you becoming wealthified.